Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is January 10th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Congenital heart defects, familial recurrence patterns in Sweden. Congenital heart defects aggregate in families, necessitating updated population-based recurrence estimates due to improved survival and diagnostic precision. A comprehensive, retrospective, population-based case control study utilized nationwide Swedish register data. This investigation included 51,778 individuals diagnosed with congenital heart defects born between 1987 and 2001. The study established the specific familial recurrence patterns for congenital heart defects within the Swedish population. Article number 2. Cardiovascular adaptation to training load in endurance athletes, a longitudinal study. The study demonstrated cardiovascular adaptation to training load in endurance athletes, linking objectively quantified exercise duration and intensity to cardiac magnetic resonance findings. Researchers correlated heart rate monitor data with cardiac magnetic resonance results in 69 young male endurance athletes, aged 16 to 23 years, and 82 middle-aged male endurance athletes, aged 45 to 70 years. This approach provided a precise characterization of exercise-induced cardiac remodeling, overcoming the limitations of previous studies that relied on self-reported data. It directly showed specific cardiac structural and functional changes in response to measured training loads. Article number 3. Serial assessment of modified SCAI shock classification in post-cardiotomy patients. Post-cardiotomy shock is a severe complication after cardiac surgery, linked to high in-hospital mortality. The Society for Cardiovascular Angiography and Interventions shock classification provides a valid approach for initial shock staging post-surgery. This study externally validated the prognostic value and accuracy of Serial Society for Cardiovascular Angiography and Interventions shock reclassification for all-cause in-hospital mortality. The data confirmed that repeated application of the classification offers improved risk assessment and predicts outcomes in post-cardiotomy patients. Article number 4. Anti-ANGPTL3 antibody SHR1918 for homozygous familial hypercholesterolemia, a non-randomized clinical trial. Homozygous familial hypercholesterolemia is a rare, life-threatening genetic disorder resulting in markedly elevated low-density lipoprotein cholesterol levels due to absent or severely impaired low-density lipoprotein receptor activity. Traditional lipid-regulating agents are largely ineffective, as their activity relies on residual low-density lipoprotein receptor function. This non-randomized clinical trial demonstrated that the anti-angiopoietin-like 3 antibody SHR1918 reduced lipid levels through a low-density lipoprotein receptor-independent pathway. The study confirmed SHR1918 as a viable therapeutic option for homozygous familial hypercholesterolemia, addressing a critical unmet need. Article number 5. Social determinants of health and clinical outcomes in hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Area-based indicators of social determinants of health are associated with higher risk for acquired heart disease. This multi-center prospective cohort study demonstrated the association of these area-based social determinants of health with clinical outcomes in patients with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. The study, involving U.S. adult patients with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy from 5 sites in the Sarcomeric Human Cardiomyopathy Registry, elucidated the impact of socioeconomic factors on this largely genetic condition. It provided novel evidence that social determinants of health influence outcomes in hypertrophic cardiomyopathy patients. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.